One day, a boy and his dog went with his pail and his net. They were looking for a frog to catch, so he climbed up a tree right by the pond. He saw a frog on a lily pad, so he got back down and he stood there. Frog looked a little happy, but a little scared. So the boy wanted to catch him, so he ran really fast down the hill. But there was a big, big branch in his way, so he tripped and the frog, and he went kaplump. The boy came up very mad and very wet and mad at the frog. The frog was looking pretty worried. He tried to catch him with his hands, but he jumped out way too fast. The boy with his tail on his head saw him. He jumped all the way over and jumped onto a branch in the water. The boy looked at him very mad. The boy ordered his dog to go to the other side of the branch, and the boy decided to go to the other side. So the boy creeped up, the dog creeped up the other side and tried to catch the frog. He swooped his net and he caught the dog, and the frog went head first into the water. He caught the frog, caught the dog and in the net, and the dog was very scared and worried and cold. The boy was very mad at the frog. Well, meanwhile, the frog swam all the way across and he sat back up on a very big stone. The boy got onto the bank, he was very mad at the frog. The frog just sat there very worried. The boy walked away with the dog and his net and his pail. The frog still sat very worried. The boy and the dog walked on and on. The frog still sat very worried. Meanwhile, it was getting dark. The frog was very scared. So he saw footprints and he hopped all the way there and back. And it led to a bathtub. He sat in the doorway and smiled. Then he bounced all the way to the tub, and he remembered it was his friends who were trying to catch him. He jumped in with them, and they all had a happy bath. Basically the same story.